then, is he dead yet? No, we still got some more lines out of him. So he hears this noise. What warlike noise is this? And in marches Fortinbras with the conquest come from Poland. And this is incredibly ironic. How come? No, so he comes on in. This is the guy that at the beginning of the play they were afraid he was coming back to avenge his father and like challenge them to war, right? So now here he comes. We're not really sure what his intentions are, but the king's dead, Hamlet's dead, Laertes is dead, Polonius is dead. Like, who's going to be the king? Who's left? Horatio's not in line for that. Like, he's not of the right social class. And so he comes in, and Horatio, this has to be so awkward. Like, Horatio's in there surrounded by all these dead bodies, and he's just like, hi. Like, this is complicated. Fortinbras like, where is this site? And Horatio says, what is it ye would see if out of war were wonder cease your search? Like, what do you want to see? You should stop looking around. Fortinbras like, what the heck happened? Horatio basically tells them, like, take these bodies up to the stage, and he says around lines 384, let me speak to the yet unknowing world how these things came about. So shall you hear of carnal, bloody, and unnatural acts. So he's like, I'll tell you in front of everyone else who doesn't know yet what happened. And Fortinbras says, let us haste to hear it and call the noblest to the audience. For me, with sorrow, I embrace my fortune. I have some rights of memory in this kingdom, which now, to claim my vantage, doth invite me. He says, I embrace my fortune, which is like he's inheriting the kingdom now. Like, I'll hear what you have to say, and then I'll step up and be the leader that I have to be. So no one wins except for Fortinbras, I suppose. So there we are. End of Act 5.